In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The message you're about to listen to is from Mercy Throne Missions, Elisha, Osun State. We believe that God is going to impact, enlarge, and give you directions for God's purpose to fulfill in your life through the teachings of God's anointed servant, Apostle Ezekiel Adenipekun. God bless you as you listen.
Speak in the Holy Ghost just to speak in the Holy Spirit. Speak in the Holy Ghost. Charge yourself to receive what is about to come. Speak in the Holy Spirit. Welcome Him into your life tonight. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Barada hadibo koshedele andara bakariyadaba. Speaking on all tongues, the tongues of angels, that His presence will become mighty in our midst. Ke la bahari da bakoria da bahanda. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. I want you tonight to be desperate. Meetings are not meant for going sick. You must be desperate for something. You must lay a demand on heaven for that time you are spending in His presence. And I want you to make up your mind tonight and say, Lord, I am here for this. I will not return back without answers. I will not return back without my miracle. That's why I'm just preparing you so that your heart will be connected here. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. Shada bahara da kadu. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And now this is the air I breathe.
Jesus be abril. Your holy presence within me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. I'm desperate for. I was praying in preparation. So the Lord opened my eyes in a vision. And I saw can, Martina can, Coca-Cola rubber, Fanta rubber, burger nylon, biscuit nylon, and they were jam-packed in a bridge. And I said, Lord, what is this? The Lord said, those are things that are not useful in our life. And tonight is going to take away the old. And new things are going to emerge. Amen. Listen to me. Tonight, some relationships are going to break. Some friendships are going to break. Some business are going to break. Some jobs are going to change. But the Lord is promising a new thing for you. You will not miss your portion. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. Hey, Shada Hadi Baka. I believe. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, the Son of God. You had a problem with your relationship. Your problem from home as well. To pay some bills in your school is a problem. And the Lord said to me, you are saying to yourself, I am tired. And depression is gradually setting into your life, said the Lord. But the Lord wants me to announce to you tonight that instead of you to die of depression, the Lord is opening a new door of comfort into your life in the name of Jesus. Listen to me, that one who disappointed you yesterday, they will seek your attention by mercy in the name of Jesus. I believe in you. I believe. Lord, I give you my heart. And I give you my soul.
word of knowledge for somebody again. While we were worshiping now, I saw a main road, like an express road. And all of a sudden I saw a building in the middle of the road. I saw the road could not go again. The Lord wants me to encourage somebody here. I look like you have gotten to the peak and there is nothing else to do again. The Lord said you have gotten to a junction where you are confused right now. God
wants
me to tell you tonight that no, I can make a way even in the wilderness. We will make river to flow once again out of your desert.
Amen.
If you believe, you say a better amen.
Amen.
I don't have it in myself.
Jesus, I have confidence in you. Savior, I have confidence in you. Every time I'm anywhere, I have confidence in you. We welcome your presence for what you will do again tonight. Because we will not just come in vain, but you will speak to our life and you will give us direction on what to do to find solution. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Can the church say good amen? Can you celebrate the Lord Jesus Christ and have your seat? I want you to welcome the person sitting right beside you. I say welcome to church. You can say that louder. Say welcome to church. And be a prophet to that person. Say today, the Lord will answer your questions. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want to welcome you once again to the house of the Lord. God bless you for coming. And for those who are worshiping with us for the first time, please celebrate yourself. God bless you. You are an answer to our prayer, and the Lord is also answering your prayer as well. Hebrews chapter 11 tonight, quickly. Because I'd like us to pray. So let me share the word of the Lord with us before we pray. Hebrews 11. We will be reading verse 8 through 10. Hebrews chapter 11. Over to you, Holy Spirit. Verse 8 to 10. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Tonight I'm speaking on part 5 on the series we are treating, spiritual journey. In part 4 you will remember that I was able to bring into our understanding that Abraham's journey with God, even though God promised him a land, a place which honey and milk are freely flowing, Abraham knew that God was calling him to something more deeper than the physical Canaan land. And I told you last week that please, as a believer,
Don't be mindful of the physical things you can acquire only. Find that city that Abraham was looking for the other day.
I told
you in our spiritual journey with God, there are bus stops. When we travel, there are bus stops. Part of the bus stop is favor. When you travel in the spirit with God, part of the bus stop is mercy. When you travel with God, part of the bus stop is blessing. They will come naturally. You don't need to die to have them. God is not a wicked God.
Ìrìn àjò ẹ̀mí, a lè jẹ́ àwọn ìkórè tàkà tí a ti máa rí àánú, tí a ti máa rí orí ọ̀fẹ́ àti ojú rere. Ọlọ́run kìí ṣe Ọlọ́run tó jẹ́ Ọlọ́run ìka.
And I established to you last week.
Mo ti wá sọ lọ́sẹ̀ tó
kọjá. That Abraham was a moving train.
Pé Abraham jẹ́ ẹni tó.
He never stopped moving.
Kò dúró
ń bọ̀. I said some of us have seen our destination.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wá síbi tí a fẹ́ lọ.
We know where God wants us to go.
Àmọ́ ibi tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ ká lọ.
But we have refused to move.
Ṣùgbọ́n a kọ̀ láti tẹ̀síwájú.
And then I reminded you according to the book of Genesis chapter 11 verse 31.
Mo ti rán wa létí gẹ́gẹ́ bí.
That God called Terah.
Pé Ọlọ́run pé Terah.
And said, "Go to Canaan land."
Ó sọ pé lọ sí ilẹ̀
Canaan. That's where I'm going to take you and give you the place as an inheritance. But the Bible says, when Terah traveled from Ur, he settled in Aran. And the Bible says, Terah died in Aran. I want to prophesy to somebody. You will not die without fulfilling your purpose. I don't like your amen. I say you will not die without fulfilling purpose. Terah was meant to get to Canaan land. He didn't reach there. Moses was supposed to get to Canaan land. He didn't reach there. Oh, you will reach your Canaan land. I say you will reach your Canaan land. Last week, I said we need to move. Some of us have given our life to Jesus for the past 10 years. 5 years ago. 7 years ago. But in the spirit, you are still a baby. Nothing is changing in your life. And you know one scripture keeps bothering me every day I remember it. Galatians chapter 4. He said, though this child be the heir of all. All the inheritance of his father belongs to him. He said, but because he's still a child, he said he is not different from a slave and a servant. He's being governed by the people the same way they give order to servant and slave. That's how they're going to give him orders. Even though he's the heir, yet there's no difference between him and a servant. You know why? Because he refused to grow. You have to keep moving. There is a journey ahead of you more than academics. There is a journey ahead of you more than schooling. There is a journey ahead of you more than business or career in any company. I promise you there is a journey ahead of you more than marriage. And let me be honest with you tonight. If you don't embark on this journey, you will struggle in academics, you will struggle in marriage, you will struggle on your finances. Everything you lay hands on will be a struggle. Because it is only in that city whose maker and the builder is God. That's where the scripture can come to you and say, my peace I give unto you, not like the world. That's where the Bible can tell you that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow. I have met people by the grace of God in my itinerant ministry who are rich, sir. I have met who is who in Nigeria.
Mo ti pàdé àwọn tó jẹ́ pé wọ́n lówó ní ilẹ̀ yìí tán láti
ìyá ká. Who is who in Nigeria?
Àwọn tó jẹ́ èèyàn jankan-jankan
nílẹ̀ yìí. They are heavily loaded with money.
Wọ́n ní owó lọ́wọ́.
One of them I was praying for some time ago had two bulletproof Prado Jeep. Each one is 40 million. And I'm talking of a lady, not a man.
Mo ní ẹnìkan tí mo gbàdúrà fún tó jẹ́ arábìnrin tó jẹ́ pé ó ní owó tó tó mílíọ̀nù lọ́nà ogójì.
He has Prado Jeep. 40 million each two.
O ni ọkọ ayọkẹlẹ ti ọkọ kan re je 40 million eyo kankan.
And yet the problem in their life, your life may be even better than theirs. You don't even know. There are people, when I come into their closet, into their house, and I hear their case and condition, I say, wow. So the guy who is drinking garri is even better than all this. If you are not moving, you are not growing. And if you don't grow, the devil can mess up your life in one day.
Oh,
I want to prophesy to somebody. Whatever the enemy has done against your life, I am undoing it now in the name of Jesus. There's somebody here. The Lord say you are having nightmare. You don't sleep.
Okay, so.
When you sleep a bit, you have a scary dream. Scary
dream.
I speak right now as a prophet of the Lord. I stop that nightmare. It will not come anymore in the name of Jesus. So you must grow. Your husband can decide one day and say, I'm not interested again. The devil is not afraid to mess up anybody's life. So tonight, I'm going to be speaking on something very important. And this spiritual journey tonight is going to center on journeying by waiting. Yes, it's a spiritual journey we are embarking on, but it's going to be a journey in waiting. We are supposed to be running. We are supposed to be jumping. But today, the mystery of this journey is going to be unleashed in our waiting. Abraham did not just journey with God in motion, but he journeyed with God in waiting. You will see in chapter 15 of Genesis, Abraham communicating with God.
And
said, Lord, am I the one you will not give a child to? Are you going to make this servant to become the heir of my house? And God said, no, Abraham, I promise you I'm going to give you a child. And in fact, come, look at the stars. Your children will be as much as the stars. Please pay attention to that. Abraham talking to the Lord that you are not giving me a child. God is telling him, don't worry, I'll give you your own child. This only happens in waiting, not in praying. You know what we do today? We can pray in tongues for 5 hours, 6 hours, 10 hours. And then pack our bags and go home. No, sir, you are not journeying yet. There is a journey with God that God must respond to the status which you are currently in. And Abraham knew that. He knew how to talk to God and to hear immediately. In chapter 17, God said, Abraham, walk before me and be thou perfect. And Abraham bowed down before the Lord. He could hear God in his waiting. In chapter 18 of the Bible, the Bible says Abraham was sitting under the tree alone, and he saw the angel. Though the scripture called them three angels, but eventually we found out there were two angels and Jesus in their midst. How did it identify the angels? And he was begging them, please, my Lord, please come in and dine with me. Wash your feet before you go. And after he did that, the angel said, where is your wife? You have been waiting upon a child for the past 24 years, but today we are going to make sure you have the baby in the next 9 months.
I'm prophesying to somebody here. Tonight, the delay in your family, the delay in your academics, the delay in your business, the delay in your marriage, the delay in your life, I said an end has come in the name of Jesus. If only your amen can be better, I say your delay is over. It was in waiting mood Abraham was. That's when he located the angels. Some of us will be busy doing nothing. Those guys will pass by. And the promises of having a child will remain only a prophecy in the life of Abraham. Are you with me? It was a waiting mode. The Bible said he was there alone. And when he saw them, he discerned. Because he was in a frequency beyond the natural. How can you greet a man, a mortal man like you that you have never met before and say, "My Lord"? He sent something. From tonight, every good thing that comes your way, you will not lose it again. I don't like your amen this night. I said you will not lose it. Your promotion, you will not lose it. That blessing, you will not lose it. That lifting, you will not lose it. That promotion, you will not lose it. That connection, you will not lose it. Oh, that open door, you will not lose it. That fulfillment of prophecy, you will not lose it. In the name of Jesus. He saw them. He ran towards them because he was not in the natural mood. He was in the spirit mood. He was waiting upon the Lord. You know, let me give you an example. I went to wait upon the Lord sometimes ago, and while I was praying, Lord, this is what I want, this is what I'm asking, this is what you should do, Lord, this is my desire, and that and that. And then I was there praying. And I made up my mind that until God show up, I will never stop praying. So I keep praying for over 12 hours. And then when my prayer got to 13 hours, then one big, I've never seen that insect ever in my life. Very big one.
Otobi.
It's as big as this my index finger.
Otobi to eka won.
And then the bug came to my iPad in the middle of the night. The place was dark, there was no light. And the bug touched the screen of my iPad and my iPad opened. And the bug touched my Bible. And my Bible opened. And the bug went to the book of John chapter 3 to give me the theme of the program I'm going to. And also to show me, because then when we go for crusade, the title of our crusade is Gospel of the Kingdom. And he went and showed me the scripture that said the gospel. He said, "No, if anybody does not believe in him," he said, "he cannot enter the kingdom." I say, so I was joking about that. I said, how can a bug touch the insect? I keep praying. After 23 hours, God said, "But I have come. Now why are you still disturbing me?" I said, "No." I said, "Come like angel. Come like fire. I am ready today. The same way Moses saw you, I want to see you face to face." God said, "I came 13 hours ago." I said, "Lord, when?" He said, "That insect that came and opened your Bible, I am the Lord." Is that not Abraham's error when he prepared the sacrifice and he was waiting and a bird came in order to take the sacrifice, and Abraham chased the bird away, and God said, "Abraham, you said you want me to come, I came." Some of you have seen God thousands of times. Some of you have had encounters with angels by your gate, by the roadside, in the market. The mama you bought the fish from, you don't even know. Maybe she's an angel. Tonight, the Lord will sharpen your discerning antenna. You will never lose anything spiritual again. Please pay attention this night. I'm not trying to excite you. I just want to inform you. The guy you think you will marry may have all the physical quality that you desire in a man. If you don't discern, anyway, I'll get back to that. So Abraham was a man who always wait upon the Lord. Do you remember that when God told Abraham and said, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? Of course, he received his baby designing. But when they told him that they are going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, the Bible says the two angels, they left for Sodom and Gomorrah. But Abraham waited before the Lord. Did you have that in your Bible? So the third person among them, Abraham could locate again and say, you are not an angel, you are the son of the living God. So Abraham, look at what the Bible says. He said the two left for Sodom and Gomorrah, and Abraham stood before the Lord to negotiate. If you find 50 people, will you spare that land? And God said, yeah. 45 is here. 40 is here. 30 is here. 20 is here. 10 is here. I wish he had said 3. And the Bible says, then God left Abraham. Abraham left the presence of the Lord. You don't just say Abraham is a father of faith. We need to check the pattern of this patriarch. They know something we don't know. Always sit upon the Lord. Always. He always wait. The biggest secret of Abraham was communication. That's the biggest secret of the man. You know, what made him fall, what made the trouble to come upon Abraham in Genesis chapter 16 was that God did not speak to him throughout that scripture. Chapter 16, read your Bible. And Abraham was there in a journey without direction for 13 years. And that was between when he had an intercourse with the servant of his wife and had Ishmael. For 13 years, God stopped speaking to him. You will hear from God. You see why you are committing error now. You see why there's trouble in your life. I'm trying to flow. I don't want to follow what I wrote down. I'm supposed to bring all this into the benefit of waiting, but let me just dish it out. Look at something. When last did you hear from God? How did it identify the angel? And he was begging them, please, my Lord, please come in and dine with me. Wash your feet before you go. And after he did that, the angel said, where is your wife? You have been waiting upon a child for the past 24 years, but today we are going to make sure you have the baby in the next 9 months. I'm prophesying to somebody here. Tonight, the delay in your family, the delay in your academics, the delay in your business, the delay in your marriage, the delay in your life, I said an end has come in the name of Jesus. If only your amen can be better, I say your delay is over. It was in waiting mood Abraham was. That's when he located the angels. Some of us will be busy doing nothing. Those guys will pass by. And the promises of having a child will remain only a prophecy in the life of Abraham. Are you with me? It was a waiting mood. The Bible said he was there alone. And when he saw them, he discerned. Because he was in a frequency beyond the natural. How can you greet a man, a mortal man like you that you have never met before, and say, my Lord, he sent something. From tonight, every good thing that comes your way, you will not lose it again. I don't like your amen this night. I said you will not lose it. Your promotion, you will not lose it. That blessing, you will not lose it. That lifting, you will not lose it. That promotion, you will not lose it. That connection, you will not lose it. Oh, that open door, you will not lose it. That fulfillment of prophecy, you will not lose it. In the name of Jesus. He saw them. He ran towards them because he was not in the natural mood. He was in the spirit mood. He was waiting upon the Lord. You know, let me give you an example. I went to wait upon the Lord sometimes ago, and while I was praying, Lord, this is what I want, this is what I'm asking, this is what you should do. Lord, this is my desire and that and that. And then I was there praying. And I made up my mind that until God show up, I will never stop praying. So I keep praying for over 12 hours. And then when my prayer got to 13 hours, then one big, I've never seen that insect ever in my life. Very big one.
Otobi.
It's as big as this my index finger.
Otobi to eka won.
And then the bug came to my iPad in the middle of the night. The place was dark, there was no light. And the bug touched the screen of my iPad and my iPad opened. And the bug touched my Bible. And my Bible opened. And the bug went to the book of John chapter 3 to give me the theme of the program I'm going to. And also to show me, because then when we go for crusade, the title of our crusade is Gospel of the Kingdom. And he went and showed me the scripture that said the gospel. He said, no, if anybody does not believe in him, he said he cannot enter the kingdom. I say, so I was joking about that. I say, how can a bug touch the insect? I keep praying. After 23 hours, God said, but I have came. Now, why are you still disturbing me? I said, no. I said, come like angel. Come like fire. I am ready today. The same way Moses saw you. I want to see you face to face. God said, I came 13 hours. Ago. I said, Lord, when? He said, that insect that came and opened your Bible, I am the Lord. Is that not Abraham's error when he was he prepared the sacrifice and he was waiting and a bird came in order to take the sacrifice and Abraham chased the bird away and God said, Abraham, you said you want me to come, I came. Some of you have seen God thousands of times. Some of you have had encounters with angels by your gate, by the roadside, in the market. The mama you bought the fish from, you don't even know. Maybe she's an angel. Tonight, the Lord will sharpen your discerning antenna. You will never lose anything spiritual again. Please pay attention this night. I'm not trying to excite you. I just want to inform you. The guy you think you will marry may have all the physical quality that you desire in a man. If you don't discern, anyway, I'll get back to that. So Abraham was a man who always wait upon the Lord. Do you remember that when God told Abraham and said, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? Of course, he received his baby. But when they told him that they are going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, the Bible says the two angels, they left for Sodom and Gomorrah. But Abraham waited before the Lord. Did you have that in your Bible?
So Abraham would remember.
So the third person among them, Abraham could locate again and say, you are not an angel, you are the son of the living God.
Abraham would have
so Abraham, look at what the Bible says. He said the Jew left for Sodom and Gomorrah, and Abraham stood before the Lord to negotiate. If you find 50 people, will you spare that land? And God said, yeah. 45 is here. 40 is here. 30 is here. 20 is here. 10 is here. I wish he had said 3. And the Bible says, then God left Abraham. Abraham left the presence of the Lord. You don't just say Abraham is a father of faith. We need to check the pattern of this patriarch.
Oh, God,
they know something we don't know. Always sit upon the Lord. Always. He always wait. The biggest secret of Abraham was communication. That's the biggest secret of the man. You know, what made him fall? What made the trouble to come upon Abraham in Genesis chapter 16 was that God did not speak to him throughout that scripture. Chapter 16, read your Bible. And Abraham was there in a journey without direction for 13 years. And that was between when he had an intercourse with the servant of his wife and had Ishmael. For 13 years, God stopped speaking to him. You will hear from God. You see why you are committing error now. You see why there's trouble in your life. I'm trying to flow. I don't want to follow what I wrote down. I'm supposed to bring all this into the benefit of waiting, but let me just dish it out. Look at something. When last did you hear from God? God must speak to you every day. If truly you are journeying with Him, He must speak to you every day. You must insist to hear His voice. This is not prayer. I'm talking of waiting. Some of us have done well in the place of fasting. We have done well in the place of prayer. You have done well in studying the Bible. But I'm asking you a question. When last did He speak to you? When last did you have direction before you take a step? The man's biggest secret is communicate. Anytime he wants to do anything, God will communicate. I believe this is actually the track that everyone as a believer must follow. Making sure that we have a communication line with God. That ability to say, Lord, my exams are in the next 2 weeks. Lord, what do you want me to read? And then you go to bed. And God brings you the entire thing you study in that semester. And say, read this one, forget about this one. Check this one, forget about this one. And then at the end of the day, you bring out all those questions. Study them thoroughly. And then you write the exam smiling because you already saw what you are supposed to write. God can be faithful to that point. Your CV is everywhere looking for a job. Meanwhile, God can tell you this job is not for you. The money some people have used to bring CV is enough to start a small scale business. It means we are living your life on trial and error. They say today is, oh yes, you apply. They say tomorrow is Osun State teaching scheme, you apply. Another day they say no, it is international bureaus, you apply. Why are you living your life like that? You are not moving on the path of destiny. You are looking for survivor tactics, and that is going to hinder you the same way it hindered Terah. The only problem I saw between Terah and Abraham was that all the days that we have the record of Terah, God never gave him any other instruction aside leave or and go to Canaan land. So Terah was stuck in the journey. And then you died there. You will not die there. Oh my God. I say you will not die there. Some of you are there now teaching. A for apple, B for ball. And your destiny is somewhere else. And God is not telling you, boy or my daughter, you are wasting time. Some of you are supposed to be CEOs. God is not speaking to you. You know why? Because when you come to God, you only present your case and you go away. Oh God, you must make a way. Lord, oh God, in Jesus' name, I pray. Bye-bye. I'll see you later. No, sir. It doesn't work that way. You're not talking to your servant.
Oh, by Rusero.
You know, most of these things we do, let's interpret it to the natural. If you are talking to an elderly man and you walk away without his response, what is that? Is that not an insult? Why are we insulting God in our lifestyle? Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. See you later, God. I will come back tomorrow. There was no time Abraham talked to God that he didn't receive answer. Immediately, sir. He won't leave until God speaks. You remember when Abraham presented the sacrifice unto the Lord, he slept off. It means the guy was there until God came. He was waiting. He should have dropped the thing and go home. But he said, no, I will stay here. He waited and then he dozed off. The biggest secret of Abraham is ability to wait. It is wisdom to follow the path of the patriarchs, especially Abraham. It is wisdom to follow the path of the patriarchs, especially our father Abraham. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. The Bible says that ye be not slothful. It means you should be hardworking. But in your hardworking, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. We are running everywhere. Everybody is running there. We are running etas ketas. Sir, you can't fulfill purpose like that. You can't be jumping everywhere and think you are going to make it that way. You can't be visiting all the mountains and think you are going to make it like that. Hello, sir. There is a race ahead of you. And the Bible gave you a recommendation. He said, don't be slothful. Be doing something. But in your doing of something, make sure that you follow them who have obtained the promises through faith and patience. You must learn to wait. This could be your biggest problem. This could be the biggest trouble in your life. You keep making day-to-day decisions without God involved. You don't learn the act of waiting upon the Lord. Follow them. This is the path of God. This is the recommendation of the scripture. Follow them who through faith and patience obtain the promises. Follow them. Learn their path. I know you want God to answer your prayer now. You want to achieve it. But the Bible said through patience. Jesus knew his calling at 12. at 12. But he never ever had the promises of God for his life to come to fulfillment until he became 30. There was an 18 years journey in that space before he fulfilled purpose. And after 18 years, a voice came from heaven to endorse him. This one now is my begotten son, in whom I'm well pleased. Endorsement. That relationship you are in now, who endorsed it? You or the other guy? You or the lady? You want to invest on a business now? Who endorsed the business for you? I'm telling you, if you listen to me today, you will never fail again in life. Learn to wait. They will give you American visa. Ask God, am I supposed to go? You get scholarship to London. Ask God, am I supposed to go? It is pride when you act without God's instruction. And that's what many of us are regretting today. Whatever you have done without God's consent that has brought trouble in your life, I declare mercy will speak for you. In the name of Jesus. I say mercy will speak for you. In the name of Jesus. Follow them. Paul said, be a follower of me as I follow Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1. Be ye followers of me as I follow Christ. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1. I'm only bringing these scriptures to you so that you can see the reason to be patient. I know you want to make it in time. I know you want to achieve something on time. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with that, but please, you have to learn waiting. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. A lady that was stabbed by her husband to death, if she had waited upon the Lord, he will have told her not to go in. You married a husband. Somebody was telling me last week.
And because of me, let's have to go.
He said he married his wife and she had, their marriage was 2 years. Interestingly, a man of God. 2 years. 2 years. And she had a baby boy, I think. And after the baby, she died. Some things should not just happen in your life. Haba. You should not lose some money and investment. Haba. And some of you will pay tight and scammer will still dupe you. Doesn't make sense.
I want to see to buy one.
You marry somebody for the past 5-10 years now, and then the man is not serious again, looking for another woman. What did God tell you about the relationship in the beginning? You are just only being driven by beauty and infatuation and love. Now you have 2 children, you have 3 children, you have 4 children, and there's no husband. What did God say before you enter the relationship? Listen to me. If you fail to wait before you act, you will learn to wait without result. Are you listening to me? If you had waited to receive instruction before you act, you will not regret. You know, most of the time, when I was looking at a picture this afternoon, somebody said, he said, the person wants to beat time. The man was running so at the top of the speed, and then in vehicle had an accident and it crashed. And then all his race now finished. Why? Because he wants to override time. So time now made him to stop. He now died. If you don't learn to wait,
to
act,
last week they say,
that act will force you to wait. Because now you will not be interested in marriage again. Because you enter one without waiting. Everybody will say, go and marry. You say, no, I'm not interested. That waiting you are supposed to wait, maybe for 7 days, maybe for 1 month, you will now decide to wait for your lifetime. That will not be your portion. In the name of Jesus. I don't know if I'm communicating. Am I communicating? This is why many fall and fail, because there will be no stamina for them to progress. It's interesting that the book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to 13 tells us something. He said, we do not wage war against flesh, but against principalities and power, and then all this and all that and all that. And then he says something very interesting. He said that ye may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. He said, I haven't done all this to be able to stand. So the purpose of God for you in this journey in the spirit is the ability to be able to stand in the day of evil. I'm praying that the Lord will give you understanding. I don't know how to say it better than this, but I'm praying that God will give you understanding to understand me. You must, in this spiritual journey, waiting is a master key for you to succeed in everything you lay your hands on. There are many things I have. Before I started, I know I'm going to fail. Your standing right in God is more important to him than your impact. Your standing right in God is more important to him than your impact. Many people had impact in life, but they are lost in God. But God is so precious. He loves you to the extent that he doesn't want to lose you in the course of destiny. I have an announcement to give to you. If you are not going to lose your race in life, if you are not going to fail in your purpose in life, you need to journey with God in the spirit by waiting. The Bible says, it is he that made us, and not we ourselves. He said, we are the sheep of his pasture. Please, don't be over smart to act without God's consent. That's where your problem is. You have been acting without hearing from God. You must learn to wait upon the Lord. Do you know why you must wait? Because no king answers anybody in haste. You go to the palace, you must wait for the king. He is the King of Kings. The problem is that you are too in haste to wait. The Bible says, the race ahead of you, you must journey by faith and patience. If you cannot wait for God, he will not answer you. You will not wait in vain. Say better amen. Let us therefore lay down every sin that easily beset us, and then let us run the race that is set before us with patience. So what is the strategy of running and never failing? Waiting. The strategy to run without failing is waiting. Is it not amazing how God will recommend waiting when he asks us to run?
The
secret of the race. It's not the ability to run. It's the ability to wait. If I'm communicating, shout hallelujah. If you understand me, shout hallelujah. The strategy to run. It's in the ability to wait.
Oh, why you know about that? Duro.
My mates are going. My mates are doing this. My mates. No, I'm waiting.
Duro.
My mates are. I'm waiting.
Again, in sorry, in duro.
Lord.
Olorun.
Where do you want me to go?
In Bolufekin law.
Ah, you are still praying. Me, I'm going to Lagos.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Odabo.
I am still waiting. I know many, many college of education students who came for the purpose of education and they found their husband here and they married their husband here and they settled down here and they are living happily ever after. I know some who came and they graduated and they went to Abuja. After 5 years, they returned back. I know some who came and said, No, I'm going to settle in Lesha. And then after some years, things are not working, they left. There is no time. Please don't waste your time. The best way to waste your time is to invest it in waiting.
Or Aaron, last month, I don't know how to call it.
Are you with me?
Don't bother me.
I sent somebody to buy me something some time ago. Maybe he didn't hear me.
But I could bother me.
He left and seek and search and search about 1 hour plus. So he bought whatever he thought I asked him to buy. So he brought it to me. And I said, this is it. I said, no. This is not what I want. Now you need to take it back. Then go and buy what I want. What about the time invested? Not every man is meant for you, sister. Not every woman is meant for you, brother. Not every job is meant for you. You need to wait. If you don't wait on God, over that important matter of your life, I guarantee you, the adverse effect of not waiting is waiting forever. So there is a journey of destiny ahead of us. There is something that God wants you to become. You need to keep moving. But the movement, the track, the speed, the direction,
it's
not going to be determined by you. You must wait to receive instruction per time. I was saying something jokingly here. For the past 2 years, one of my daughters in Canada has been insisting that I come to Canada, bring my wife and my children. She told me my wife will get a job and the children will go to free school. I said, God did not ask me to go to
Canada.
What if we enter Canada and they shoot me? And I die. You see, you are the one who don't know the danger of wasting your precious time. You are actually not losing time without acting. You not acting now does not mean you are wasting time. It is more time wasting when you act without being certain.
I went
to administration in Lagos. We were there in VI doing some things. So somebody called from abroad. I was talking to the prophet who is my friend. And then he said, the husband was sick. And then they needed to pray. So my friend said, Apostle, please pray for the woman.
So,
I began to prophesy. I said, Madam, I saw your purse. And there is dollars inside the purse. And you lost the purse. You didn't know what happened within 3 months. And the money is much. And then she burst into tears. I said, you are right, sir. I said, well, somebody in your husband's house took money from your purse and went to a witch doctor to bewitch your husband. Well, the husband paralyzed. He cannot speak. He cannot talk. He cannot move. Because of what the brother. It was his brother that went and do charm against him. So, while I was praying for her, the Lord told me solution. Of how many men of God need to go to that place and search out the charm. So the woman said, okay, sir.
I mean, so
he said, was telling my friend the prophet.
Oh, so far, let me to Jewoli.
And said, please tell that your apostle that both of you should come and travel. I will pay for your journey. We were 3 in number.
On Jemeta.
So he said we should come.
Onikawa.
When I returned back home, it was May like this. The Lord said, don't go. I said, okay, sir. You know, it's you that want to go abroad. Me, I want to go when he asked me to go. So, then I said, okay, my friend, I can't make the journey again. Can you see, hear me? If you can hear me, shout hallelujah. Okay. Well, the number 3 of us went to the journey. The second week, they shot him dead. And the paper took him and showed him in the newspaper that they shot a prophet and he died.
We
will have been together. They will have killed both of us. And somebody will say, it's my time. It's not my time. It was my foolishness that will have killed me. This is my waiting now. You know, after that journey, I've traveled out after that time. That's my waiting that I didn't want to wait upon the Lord to receive direction. Shoot me. I will have waited in the grave until Jesus returns. You will not die before your time. I don't like your amen. I say you will not die before your time. Waiting.
Did you know?
It is in waiting we will receive strength.
In the Latimariokuba.
It is in waiting we will receive the grace to fulfill purpose. If you don't wait, you cannot please God. David said in Psalm 130 verse
5,
I waited for the Lord. My soul doth wait. And in his word do I hope. My soul waited for the Lord. More than they that watch the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. David is a man who learns to wait. You want to know why David is a man after God's heart? Because of the ability to wait. David never lost any battle in his legs. Why?
you will always ask God, shall I go?
Checking law.
Shall I go?
Checking law.
Shall I go?
Checking law.
God will say go.
At
times God will say no. Ability to wait upon the Lord is an advantage for you to fulfill your purpose in life. Many of us started ministry when it's not time. Many of us started ministry in a wrong location. Many of us invested in business and God is not interested. From today, you will not act with that direction again. In the name of Jesus. In Psalm 27 verse 14, King David said, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say wait on the Lord. David is recommending waiting upon the Lord as the secret of fulfilling purpose. If all you do is to pray and go, fast and go, study and go, I promise you, your destiny will remain a prophecy. It will never come to pass. Abraham learned the art of waiting. He became the father of faith. David learned the act of waiting.
David,
he became the apple of God's eye. I assure you, the only way to be a special person in the hand of God and to fulfill purpose in life is to learn to wait. Moses learned to wait upon the Lord, and he became the only prophet that saw God eyeball to eyeball. Waiting is the secret of running your race in life. Please, anything God has asked you to do or become, don't be in haste to forget about waiting upon him. The Bible says, those who wait upon the Lord, he will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. Oh, they will walk and not faint. The secret of soaring like a eagle is to learn to wait. Let me show you something. When you wait, when your mate are running, God will compensate you by giving you wings to fly above the level of those who are trekking. Waiting is an advantage. I want to ask you, when last did you wait upon the Lord to hear from him? Spiritual journey. It has to become your day-to-day thing. Every day. And that is why we do quiet time. Some of you have made your quiet time a talking time. Some of you have made your quiet time a murmuring time. Some of you have made your quiet time a decree and declaring time. No. Quiet time is your waiting time. Let me tell you what I do. When I get to the secret place, and I say, good morning, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the privilege again to see another day. I will sit down. Sometimes 30 minutes. Sometimes 1 hour. Sometimes 2 hours. The Bible says, be still and know that I am the Lord. If you cannot stay, if you cannot wait, if you cannot be still, you will never see the dimensions in God. Your ability to stay and do nothing, waiting upon the Lord, is very simple English. Waiting is waiting. The problem you have is because you are impatient. If you are going to journey with God, you will be patient.
There are matters that I want to inquire from God. He will not speak for 3 days on the matter. But when he speaks to me, I guarantee you it will come to pass. But some of us cannot wait. Do your morning devotion. Within 5 minutes, you are done.
Father,
in the name of Jesus, thank you for waking me up this morning. I give you all the glory and all the power. I'm going to go with me. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I receive my blessing. Oh God. In Jesus' name. Who are you talking to? You have exams. You can't wait upon the Lord for the exam. And you wake up. And you carry your bag. I say in the name of Jesus, I command the lecturer. They will not catch me today. They will not catch me today. I receive wisdom. I'm going to pass my exam. In Jesus' name I pray. Who do you think you are talking to?
Get a little phone, Pastor.
Just you wait upon the Lord. They will mount up with wings like eagle. This is going to be your advantage over every other person. You know, you are sitting down in that interview room or waiting room before your interview. And everybody is talking about the new job in Shell and Chevron. And Nigeria economy, they are talking about politics and disasters. You are there quiet. You are waiting upon the Lord. And he's talking to you. And you are communicating. You are not making noise. Even in the interview room, you are still waiting. I promise you, the Lord will give you the right word in order to secure that job. I
want
to pray for somebody. And I want to prophesy at the same time. Now from today, everything you have been struggling over, the Lord is sending help your way. I say help is coming your way. Everything that has become a failure because you did not wait upon the Lord, I decree that there's going to be restoration. 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 God is going to give you second chance in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you learning something? Is God speaking to you? I tell you, stop acting. You know what we do? We will act on our own will against God's will. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But when it comes to making decisions, it is our will that prevails. After we have made our own decisions, we will now invite God. Make sure this business prosper. Make sure this relationship works. Who are you relating with? Who do you think you are talking to? If God is not the foundation of the matter, he will not settle it when he gets to the roof. God does not mingle into people's matter until they make him the matter. Waiting on the Lord. A strategic system of the kingdom for running the race. It was the book of Ephesians chapter 6 that told us that the reason why he said we should equip ourselves with the breastplate of salvation, element of faith, the shoe of peace, and then the sword of all this, of righteousness and everything, I thought he was asking us to equip ourselves to run and fight. He said the reason why I'm asking you to equip yourself is to be able to stand. Waiting. The secret of the patriarch. Let me tell you something. When there is a need in the family, when there's a need in the family,
or there's a need in the church, and I'm very, very buoyant, all I'll just say is, I will stay in the prayer room. And sometimes I will go to my prayer room in the night, and in the morning I will bring out money. Because when I'm waiting upon the Lord, I will communicate my need to Him, and I will allow Him to communicate to me. And in the morning when I come out of the room, I will present people money. I'm telling you my secret. The secret of consistent prosperity. Of your consistent prosperity. Of your consistent prosperity. Is to learn the act of waiting. I came out of the room this morning, and somebody called me from Abuja, and was telling me about the company I've worked with before, and said, please, can you supply us gold? I said, like, how many grams do you need? No. He said, we need somebody that can be supplying us kilograms every month. 1 kilo of gold today is 260 million.
Million.
If God will allow me to do it, then I'm going to make profit in millions. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I will sit down at home. Sorry about the rain. I'll sit down at home. You can adjust yourself if the rain is disturbing you. I will sit down at home in my quiet room, and people will come and tell me about a business I'm not interested in. And they say, this contract, you are the one to fulfill the contract for us. You can't wait on the Lord, and He will not compensate your waiting. I pray for you today that you will never lose anything. Can you rise on your feet? The strategy to run is to wait. Trial and error will not give you solution. And I guarantee you, if you learn to wait on the Lord, you will make sure everything about your life prospers. I want you to pray. I want you to pray to God tonight that the Lord will give you grace to wait. Sorry about the rain. You can adjust yourself if the rain is disturbing you. But don't allow it to distract you. I want you to pray tonight and say, Father, I receive grace. I receive grace to wait on you on every subject matter. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Please pray. We are praying. Come on, keep praying. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I need you to pray. Listen to
me.
God says waiting is the secret. Stop wasting your time. You must make up your mind that I will never act henceforth until I wait upon the Lord. I want you to pray. Your GP is not doing well. Please wait upon the Lord. You will see how God can turn 1.5
to 4.2. There is a God in heaven that has the secret of men. You remember when Nebuchadnezzar wanted to kill all the wise men in Egypt and in Babylon? Daniel said, "Why are you rushing, O king? Give us some days. We will settle this matter." Why they wait and wait upon the Lord? God told them the secret dream of Nebuchadnezzar. I want you to pray tonight. Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to wait upon you. I receive grace to hear from you. I receive grace to communicate with you. But now you are praying now. Keep praying. Keep recording. Keep praying. Keep praying. Leka rata prata kasantala. I receive grace to wait. Shandele prekete kosoko na baya. Repeke shprekete kesele. Rababa kutukuru bakata kada. I receive grace to wait. Grace to wait. Grace to wait. Lekata prata kasatala. In Jesus' name we pray. Look at what the Bible says. The race is not for the swift. So if you think you know how to run, keep running. But the race is not meant for the swift. Neither is battle for the strong. Your Bible says not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Let me tell you one secret today. If you cannot wait upon the Lord, you can never know God. The secret to know God is to learn to spend time in waiting. Say, Father, I receive grace to wait upon you today. Oya prayer, Shada Katada, Repekos Kalaprikos Kalabaya. Please pray. I cannot hear your voice. I receive grace to wait. Ability to wait. Ability to wait. Ability to wait. Ability to wait. Shagadagadagadagada. Ability to wait. Enclare kokokoroba. Rapapapakukoko. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you hear me from the back? If you can hear me, wave your hands. Okay, good. I want you to pray. Let me show you something. Somebody may be asking me, how do I wait? Wait,
not
waiting, wait in there. Wait is waiting. Listen to me. Learn to enter your secret place and acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit. It may be good for you to worship. After the worship, sit down or kneel down. Don't do anything. Are you listening to me? If you want direction on your marriage, say, oh God, between me and Tolu, are we supposed to marry? I want you to speak to me. Shut up. Be quiet. Switch off your phone. Wait there. It can take 30 minutes. It can take 1 hour. It can take 2 hours. When God knows that you are serious in waiting, either he speaks to your ear, or he will give you a scripture, or he will minister from your heart, or you will doze off. You will toss off and add a dream and it will give you direction. That's how to wait. Waiting means doing nothing. Some of you are waiting upon God. No, you are not waiting, you are still praying.
Oh, Juro, bad right.
Waiting is ability to say your mind and allow God to say his mind. David said, shall I pursue? Should I fight? God said, wait until you hear the fruit of men
until you hear the foot movement of foot upon the tree, don't go.
Say don't figure if they say I'm
and he inquired again. God said, wait. God will not respond to you the way you may expect.
But
if you wait, he will answer you. See, this is bigger than you finding a prophet. You know, I hear from God. And I can tell you the mind of God. But what I will tell you cannot be compared to you hearing from God yourself. Your life will go. If you learn to wait upon the Lord, you will know your time and season. You will know what to do per time. Just go to the secret place and say, Lord, what do you want me to do at this time? I want you to pray. Say, Father, every distraction that is hindering me to wait upon you. Oh God, remove them in my life. Oh yeah, pray now. Pray. Shadabadaba. Pray. Pray. Shakata Parabaya, the Kotokoro, the Breketa Kaskale, Breketa Kale, Aruba Kaba, Aruba Pepe Kutukushia, the Loko Robo Kotoko Kalabayala. Listen, there's a lady here. The Lord said, you have made a mistake in relationship. In fact,
Oda,
you have had pregnancy in this relationship. And nobody wants to marry you now because of that mistake you made. The Lord said, I should tell you, even this very year, He's sending your own husband to you. In the name of Jesus. Your husband is coming this year. I prophesy your marriage this year. I want you to pray. Father, I receive grace to journey with you in waiting. I receive grace to journey with you in waiting. Pray right now. Pray. Pray.
Listen.
I want you to pray.
Regarding that prophecy I gave you in the morning, in the beginning of the message, the Lord said He wants to remove the old. The old things that have occupied your life and have hindered you from moving forward. Old friends, old relationships, old job, old business, old investment. The Lord said He's bringing a new one. I want you to pray. Father, I ask for a new thing. I ask for a new beginning. I ask for a new relationship. I ask for a new business. I ask for a new ideas. Open your mouth and begin to pray.
You are going to pray.
What that track?
I say, Father,
Baba,
rewrite my story tonight. Make me a wonder to my generation. There is somebody here. One of your parents is sick. Maybe your mother, I don't know. The Lord said I should announce to you that after this meeting, call them, because your mother is healed from that sickness in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. Say, Father, make me a wonder to my generation. Turn my life around and let me be amazed of what you make of me. Open your mouth and pray now. Pray. Thank you, Father.
There's somebody here. You are called from somewhere. To send a document. And you send the document. I have a good news for you. The Lord said that you are remembered tonight. In the name of Jesus. There's a lady here. The Lord said you are battling with lust. Lost. You are battling with lust. And in fact, you masturbate. The Lord said, if you repent tonight and go back to the secret place, He will deliver you because you have prayed. You have fasted. You have told many people about this case. But the solution has not come. I'm telling you tonight, if you repent again and learn to wait upon the Lord, He will restore you. The Lord in His mercy tonight, He will visit each and every one of you with something tangible in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. Father,
Baba,
turn my desert to a blossoming vineyard. Turn my desert to a blossoming vineyard. So aye mi ti o so eso rere olojo jo bere sini so. Turn my desert.
So aye mi ti o so eso rere.
Let it become a blossoming vineyard. From today, the Lord said there's a lady here. Even if you finish whatever you are doing now, nobody is expecting you back home. Because nobody is going to give you any kobo. You have to bring money back home now. That's the expectation of your family. Oh, the Lord God will prosper you. I want you to pray. Turn my life from a desert to a blossoming vineyard. Use my life to change the story of my family. Use my life to change the history of my family. Oh yeah, write your story. 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 Pray. You are not praying, no. What kind of drumming is this? Pray. Karaba koto kori bakata katakada. Erana bakaru bakashkato kori atapaya. Ekata marido koto. Eko rama kuro bakata kashkaliata. Pray. Rewrite your story by yourself. Rewrite your story. You are not playing. You are joking with your destiny. I ask you to pray. You are playing.
Of this country, let me see
her.
Let me see her. So why have you not gone? Let me tell you why. Because in your generation they don't prosper like that. If they prosper like that, your brother will have been there by now. If your parents have gone there and gotten citizenship, you won't be here now. It means nobody has changed the story. I want you to rewrite your story. Father, use me to rewrite the story of my family.
Concentrating me in this angle. You better pray. The Lord is showing me your background. You came from a terrible house. Your family, you know that the reason why you are here is part of the problem of your family. I invited my siblings to come and see me for prayer. And I told them, as I may have observed, that in our family, is it that you do money ritual to prosper, or to join the league of 419? But nobody does anything legitimate and prosper in the family. Nobody does anything godly and prosper in the family. And that affected my father because he wants to be a righteous man. I don't know your own. You will pray. Say, Father, use me to destroy the generational curse in our family. Listen. Your parents are still in family house up till now. You better pray. Your parents are still farming in 2021
and
with one home.
I will be
they have to take a loan for you to do several things. Everything in your family is struggle. You better pray. I perceive. You know this rain? I told the rain wanted to come before I came to preach. I told the rain, don't come now. Go. And the rain stopped. So now I'm about to round up my sermon. The rain came again. I perceive that it's because you will have left this place by now, if not for this rain. So I perceive that this is the mercy of God creating a platform for us to pray. Are you ready to pray? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, use me to destroy generational curse in my family. Prayer. Stop forming. Stop forming. You better force yourself to pray. Hakaru bekepi kanada ya. Pray. Okata prata kaskalabanto te pray. Please pray. Araba korobo kobo koto koshere. Ekla koremata baraba kadukubiana. Use me, O God. Use me. Use me. Aruba taya la kaira karya. Eleko peke ikata amarube kabaya. Use me to destroy generational curse in my family.
I am tired of packaging. Yes, Lord. That's deliverance coming. That's deliverance coming to you. Yes. This is a explosive encounter. You must encounter your maker. Listen to me. We are going one more round. We are going one more. Leave them. Let them continue to pray.
David
was the one that enlisted the family of Jesse to royalty. It was David that enlisted. I want you to pray. Father, I change the story of my family. I change it to man. All your prayer. Lift up your hands. I'm releasing the power of the Lord right now. Father, your deliverance is coming now. Come on now, touch. Holy Ghost, touch. Holy Ghost, touch. 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 Holy Ghost, touch. Asha, help them there. Help them there. Touch. Touch. Holy Ghost. Touch. Holy Ghost. Touch. Asha, help this person on the floor. Help this person on the floor. Touch. Holy Ghost. Deliver us. I come against every demon in your father's house.
every demon in your mother's house that don't want you to go, from tonight, let the demon release you now. Release them now. I command you, spirit of delay. Lift up at once. I command every spirit of delay upon you right now. At the count of three, the demons are leaving you. In the name of Jesus, whom I stand before, you demons, you need to go now. One, two, spirit of delay, three, out in the name of Jesus. What is the string doing? Can I have some string, please? You spirit of delay, you know who is talking to you. You have wasted their time in education. You have wasted their time in ministry. You have wasted their time in business. You have wasted their time in academics. You have wasted their financial life, even in relationship. You spirit of delay, at the count of three, I command you to get out of these bodies. One, two, three, out in the name of Jesus. Yerikola Sata. Lakukutubikisia Dalaya. Eleiko Nina Sadalabia Dabayela. You talk out, shout, get out. Spirit of delay, get out. Out. Spirit of delay, your time expire now. In the name of Jesus, out, 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 get out, get out, out. In the name of Jesus, come out of here. Reko toko satama. You must release them. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Come out. Let them go. Come out. Let them go. Let them go. Every spirit of delay. Ashada da 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 da. You have to go. You must 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 go. Thank you.
You will not be a victim anymore. That generational curse that has kept you behind, that generational curse that is not allowing people to succeed in your family, I rise as a prophet of the living God. I curse that curse. I rebuke that curse. Let it leave you now in the name of Jesus. Every marital delay is settled today. Every marital delay is settled now. Every marital settlement that the enemy is hidden, tonight is settled. Whatever does not make people prosper in the family, I stand here as a prophet, as a living God. I decree as a prophet that from today, that thing will not stop you again. You will cherish the story of your family. You will bring deliverance to your family. Thank you, Father. What God has done in your life tonight is going to be permanent. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Are you celebrating the Lord Jesus Christ? We are going to give your testimony by next Friday.
We believe that you've been richly blessed through this message. For prayers and counseling, please contact the ministry on 0703-914-2529 or 0802-090-1803. Mercy Throne Missions, recruiting God's future generals for purpose with passion and power.